For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
And much cooler on Saturday, high in the low 60s. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
You got to listen to Jim Rome afternoons on KFH.
Kansas Fan Headquarters, 97.5 and 1240 KFH Wichita. KNSS HD2 Clearwater and Odyssey Sports Station.
Hey Wichita, it's Jacob Allfront. Stay right there for the latest breaking in sports talk. It's Sports Daily coming up next exclusively on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Jim Rome here with your Rome Report. Good news, NBA tanking season is over. Bad news, the ref show continues. And somehow, some way, the refs missed LaMelo Ball grabbing at Bam Adebayo's ankle in the second quarter of Charlotte's overtime win over Miami last night. Heat head coach Eric Spoelstra was understandably livid, calling it, quote, stupid, and saying that Ball should have been ejected. Ball, for his part, apologized after the game, adding he got hit in the head and, quote, didn't even know where I was, just playing basketball, end of quote. One, lame explanation. Two, you weren't just playing basketball, because that's not a basketball play. That's a dirty play. But three, as dirty as it was, the refs couldn't eject him because they didn't call a foul. And if they didn't call a foul, then they must not have seen it. But how in the world do you miss that? I guess what I'm saying is, yo, Commissioner Powder, if you thought the start of the postseason was the end of your problems, you couldn't be more wrong. I'm Jim Rome.
One in four Americans have a disability. I'm one of them. I'm also a working mom who cares deeply about making sure every child with a disability thrives by getting their access needs met. We've got a trusted ally by our side. Easter Seals provides children and families the foundation for lifelong success through early learning programs, skills training, and prep for college and career. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours. Join us at EasterSeals.com. One in four Americans have a disability. I'm one of them. I'm also a working mom who cares deeply about making sure every child with a disability thrives by getting their access needs met. We've got a trusted ally by our side. Easter Seals provides children and families the foundation for lifelong success through early learning programs, skills training, and prep for college and career. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours. Join us at EasterSeals.com.
It's alive! It's alive!
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily.
It's showtime, baby! You'll go wacko, bananas, nuts, crazy, unbelievable! It's awesome, baby!
Hello, happy Thursday morning, everybody, here on Sports Daily. TJ Cleland and Jacob Albrecht in with you. The transfer portal continues, and the Royals still can't score any runs, Jacob Albrecht.
They cannot. They cannot. Nice job there, Max, with a shout-out to Dickie V in the intro. Good luck to him in his recovery. We're slamming our head against the wall here with Kansas City Royals. So we will discuss in detail and get you ready for that. Tim Fitzgerald is here. All that portal news. We'll get you ready for the NFL draft. It's all coming to you. What's on tap? Brought to you by the Wichita Brewing Company, now featuring Caddy Snack, Wichita's golf beer. Caddy Snack Blonde Ale, refreshingly crushable, and makes the perfect pairing from the first tee to the 19th hole. No matter the score, Caddy Snack reminds you to beer the ball. Wichita Brewing Company, pizza and beer made here. We've got your KFH hotline open at 869-1240. We've got your comments available to you on our video streams, Facebook, YouTube, X. Thanks for watching us on 12 News Connected. Thanks for listening to us on the Odyssey app, where you can leave us voice messages. And by the way, speaking of the Odyssey app, you can download it and listen for your chance to win a trip to go away with Weezer. You can score a pair of tickets to see Weezer with the Shins and Silver Sun Pickups on a tour stop of your choice, plus flights, a two-night hotel stay, a signed set list, and a meet and greet with the band. All you have to do to enter is get into that free Odyssey app or odyssey.com until Sunday and listen for an hour or more. Come back every day and you get another chance to win a trip for two to see Weezer. Thanks to Live Nation and Crush Music. You can enter that once per day. It's a good reminder. We do podcast this show out and you can get it right through the Odyssey app. So if you're, you know, looking for a way to find us, if you can't catch the whole show, if you miss anything, it's easy. You just go download the show or listen to us live through the Odyssey app. And now you can win prizes when you do that. So good luck there, everybody. Glad to have you here with us on a, what day is it? Thursday? How are you this morning, TJ?
Great. Great. We're almost to Friday. I don't know.
Are you great? Because this baseball season's getting out of hand on us here a little bit. I mean, was it this bad last year? Was it this annoying?
I don't think
it
was
amplified because it's now another year of this.
It feels like it's amplified because our sample size is what, like 18 games.
And our sample size last year was 162 games.
I know. I agree. But at least there was some good ones mixed in. It feels like they've played 18 games so far, and this has happened in at least like 10 or 11 of them, right?
I mean, it feels like every game.
Yeah.
Feels like every game. I mean, I don't know.
Yesterday,
it was than just they're not scoring runs, because they're not scoring runs, and that's a problem, obviously. But it's the way in which they continue to fail miserably in prime scoring opportunities. There have only been, I think, TJ, three or four games so far this year where they've scored five runs or more. And it's like getting to a point where it's just like, is this a three-run-a-game offense? I mean, you've got a couple of outliers in there. Okay, that's not going to be good enough.
I know, but is it even that? They aren't even averaging three runs a game.
The averages are hard because they have a 13-run game mixed in and an 8-run game mixed in. Like, what is the normal more than the average? Like, what's the normal output? I think when you talk about baseball, you have 3-run on a game offense, you have 4-run a game offense, you have 5-run a game offense. This is probably right now at the minimum. And I'll bet you I haven't looked up at the team stats or anything because we're just 17 games in. They got to be near the bottom of the league.
Oh, yeah.
Right now, they're
a 1-run a game offense.
It's that plus the fact that they cannot capitalize in any obvious scoring situations. It's not even that they're not coming up with, you know, power or whatever. It's we can't score runners from third with nobody out. We can't even be that productive here. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's bad. Jack Flaherty did not look good yesterday. He threw, by the fifth or sixth inning, he had thrown as many balls as he had thrown strikes. And the Royals could not do anything with it. It's blowing my mind. Like, we've been a part of, but last year was frustrating offense. This is like next level right now. This is insane.
I've never seen, I don't want to say never because baseball, everything's happened. The fact that they literally lost back-to-back games in the exact same way almost the day after. Like, they, like, in it or leading all the way to the bottom of the eighth, then they take a go-ahead run, then you can't get your runner in the top of the ninth. Kenley Jansen gets a save, and it's the exact same story. And it's the worst part about it is that you watch that game, and like these relievers, like what they give up, like Mears gave up two on Tuesday, and last night was Morgan gave up one, and it's like, I mean, can you even be that? Like, we're asking for perfection. Like, it's not even that fair to them.
No. It's not. And I'll tell you and remind you, like, I don't know that I think that this pitching staff is going to and so far so good. And I think there's a decent chance that I'm wrong about that. Right. They're 3.1 runs against second worst in baseball right now. I think that when you look at it with that pitching staff, it's like, how sustainable is that? Right. Like, are they going to be able to, I mean, they might be good all year. Are they going to be able to be this good all year? I mean,
that's your point that you made is that, like, that's the average. And that's with skewed. They scored, 10 against the Twins one day. The median is probably the right number to look at. That's below 3.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. In baseball, that's because you got to do that, right? It's like, what is on a normal day, what do we expect out of this offense? Let me give you the offensive output going backwards starting yesterday. 1-1-5-2-2-0-2-1-4-5. Remember that stretch? And then you go 8. So since Cleveland, it's 4-2-2-0-2-2-5-1-1. I mean, that's awful.
Uh-huh.
That is awful. And it's not, they're not running. It's not always good pitching they're running into. It's just they can't, they have got to get it out of their head. And I think if, we talk about making tweaks to the lineup and doing stuff like that. Like, at this point, just go crazy. Like, do something wild just to try to, get everybody's mind out of it.
That's the thing I want to talk about today is that, we'll drive ourselves nuts if we just sit here and react to it like we do. But, at this point, it's no longer a, I don't think it's been a fluke all year. We saw it all year last year. But, it's the sample size is big enough to where it's okay, this is a legitimate problem. This is no longer a span of bad luck. There's a lot of bad luck, but at the end of the day, it's a problem if it keeps happening. What do you do about it? I there was a lot of discourse last night on social media about, is this a player issue or a coach's issue? Who if we're going to blame somebody, who do you blame? Everybody always blames the hitting coach. Like I said the other day, I'm not defending anybody here, but what's the hitting coach going to do? What's a new hitting coach going to do? Whenever there's a guy on second, tell him, hey, let's try to get a single here, guys.
An approach change is, you got to do that in the offseason. I think
there's nothing. That's my point, is that nothing could really change. They just need to do it.
All right, everybody. I want you to only swing at fastballs now. Yeah, we're a little late for that. Change it up. Just flip the lineup upside down. Do something. I don't know. Bat Vinny 9-hole until he can get 2 hits in a game. I don't care what they do, but and just get their minds off of it. Goodness, stop pressing. These are better players than that. All right, we'll come back. We got a lot to talk about today. We'll get you ready for the draft as well. We're a week away. Happy draft season, everybody. We're coming right back.
This is Sports Radio KFH.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, don't worry about me, I called ART.
Traffic. Major incidents, but there's construction on Kellogg in both directions between I-35 and County Road. From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, that's your Odyssey Wichita traffic.
Weather. Sunshine, a south breeze at 5 to 15, and very warm today. 86 is only 3 degrees away from a record high. Increasing clouds, breezy and mild. Overnight low 65. Partly cloudy, windy, lower 80s on Friday. Thunderstorms are likely after 3 p.m. They could be severe. Sunny, breezy, and much cooler on Saturday, high in the low 60s. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
The Jim Rome Show. Rory McIlroy said it best after becoming just the fourth player to ever go back-to-back at the Masters. Quote, I don't make it easy. And despite last year's win, his demons had returned. But instead of choking, he crushed Amen Corner and ripped another green jacket.
Jim Rome, afternoons at 2 on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Wichita's most listened to sports radio. This is an Odyssey Sports Minute.
The Warriors ousted the Clippers in the 10-9 matchup in the Western Conference play-in. There's a real chance that's the last time we see Kawhi Leonard in a Clippers jersey, and he went out on a dud. He was a complete non-factor in the fourth quarter. Draymond Green completely locked him up, and maybe that's a metaphor for his tenure in Los Angeles. A whole lot of hype, a whole lot of money being paid, maybe kind of ditching the salary cap a little bit, but a whole lot of nothing to show for it. It's sad. I'm dead dead.
It's time to get back to the sports talk.
All right, let's do this thing.
Go!
Sports Daily is on KFH.
All right, welcome back in, everybody, to Sports Daily. Glad to be here with you. Jacob Albrock, TJ Cleland, on a Thursday as we make our way through things. Royals have us frustrated. We'll get back to the Royals in just a little bit. Want to say thanks to Prairie Fire Coffee for keeping us fueled up and tell you about Wichita Thunder First Responders Night at Intrust Bank Arena. Catch the annual Police versus Fire game. Starts at 4:15. The end of season awards will happen before the game. Text HOCKEY to the number 20357. Your chance to win a pair of tickets to the final game of the season. Today is the last day for this contest. It ends at 11 a.m. So if you want to enter, text HOCKEY to the number 20357. Good luck, everybody.
Jacob.
Yes.
You want to talk some portal?
Sure. We can go to the
portal. We've got breaking news in show. The Jayhawks have a player.
Portal in show news. The transfer portal update.
The Jayhawks officially have another player. What does that mean? That means they have seven players on the roster now, I believe, something like that. And he's coming from the Big 12, Jacob.
Not the guy we've been talking about.
No, Keanu Dawes from Utah. It's the other Utah guy, not Terrence Brown. But there's another one. So they may team up at KU because he was on his visit yesterday. But Keanu Dawes commits to KU today. Averaged 12.5 points per game at Utah, 8.8 rebounds per game, shot like 30% from three, made like one a game, spent his freshman year at Rice, the last 2 years at Utah. So big wing. He's not going to be a center per se. He's 6'9". So, but it's a good wing piece. I mean, 12.5 points per game in the Big 12 is not insignificant.
Yeah. How good was Utah last year?
I mean, they weren't, but scoring 12, the people they played were.
I mean, I'm just going to tell you, right now, if KU's looking at a couple players out of Utah as hanging their hats on, no offense to these players that might be great, it's not raising my confidence a ton. Hey, everybody, we know you're worried, but we're going to get a couple players from the worst team in the Big 12 last year.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think these will be the stars by any means, but Dawes is a starting caliber player for sure.
They both might be great. I'm not saying, it's just the optics of it is what I'm saying. You know, yeah. People are in panic mode right now. I don't think bringing in a couple of guys from Utah is going to steady the ship.
Brown is number 43 in the portal, 4-star, and Dawes is number 48, a 4-star transfer out of the portal.
Yeah, and here's the other thing that I'm being silly about. They've seen him. They know him. They know the players. They like the players. They may both be great. I don't have an issue with bringing the players in. Two top 50 portal guys sounds great to me. It's just if it's two Utah guys, Kansas fans are going to look at them and be like, Utah was not good last year. And that's what will happen. But you got to start somewhere, and it's great. It's a good start. It fills a need. Everything's a need right now for Kansas. They don't have anything that's not a need right now.
It's true. I don't hate it. I think it's a pretty good signing. What it does make me raise my eyebrows about Jacob is that this guy would play in the same slot that Tyron Stokes would play in. And he's not per se a shooter to stretch the floor with Tyron Stokes. This guy plays about the same way that Tyron Stokes, not the same way, but the same style that Tyron Stokes plays, I would have to imagine. He took big power forward.
Three threes a game last year, so he shoots. I don't, this Stokes thing, man, I'm so over it. Again, what are you hanging your hat on? What are you hanging your hopes on? I just feel like as this process goes on, the chances increase that, yeah, it's not going to work.
No, Shreyas just tweeted that Dawes is committed to KU, but he will also test the NBA draft waters in the time being. Okay, wouldn't that be the most KU 2020?
Yeah, I wouldn't worry too much about that.
Yeah, I think so.
Wouldn't worry too much about that. You basically have to be a top 32 guy to make it worth it. Or you'll make more money in college.
Yep.
That's where we are with that now. I mean, the second round in the NBA draft should be ripe with seniors out of eligibility, right? Because for most of these guys, you're going to be better off in college for another year to earn. Like you, the round of the NBA draft, like there's a lot of risk in that for these guys. I wouldn't worry too much about that. I think with KU now, it's an evaluation of, is this going to be Stokes or not? Because they're going to spend the money either way. And I'm just, I mean, where do you stand on that? Because I can't tell. Like, I'm ready to pivot.
I don't know. I mean, my brain says that I don't think, like, based on the reporting that we've seen, like, any of these top guys, unless I'm missing anybody up here, but, like, I haven't seen anything about any of these top guys, top 10, top, I mean, Mustafa Thom from Cincinnati. There's rumors about him to KU, but I think that that's flaming out from what I've seen. He's taking visits elsewhere.
It doesn't have to be the top guy. It can be a collection.
I know, but I'm saying, like,
seven of some of the top guys.
But, like, I mean, I haven't seen, like, number 18 would be Terrence Hill, and he just visited KU. So that'd be the one that you wouldn't be, you know, shocked about is number 18. Then after him, I mean, then you're getting down into, I mean, have you seen any of these guys anywhere? Then there's Bryson Tiller. And so, like, I don't know. I think that's my point on it is that, like, I'm with you as if I had to make a choice a month ago and say Stokes or three top 25 portal guys. Like, because you could say that that may be comparable, but they're not going to get top three, top 25 portal guys. And now they're in a spot where, you know, you hope this isn't going to drag out longer because the longer it goes, the worse it is for KU, I feel like.
Well, I remember how fans were with Darren Peterson and load management and wondering if he wanted to be there and all of that stuff. And by all accounts, he absolutely did want to be there. Was stoked about being, lack of a better term, at KU. Now we've got a kid that, does he really want to be there? Or does he just want to be wherever he can make the most money? Because if fans weren't ready to handle Peterson through some injuries and wondered and questioned and, oh, this freshman's just, what do you think it's going to be like with Stokes? Who's telling us every day he doesn't sign, yeah, this is just all about the money.
No, I don't know. There's something to be said about that, but at the end of the day, like,
I want to go back. Let's look at the 2021-2022 Kansas Jayhawks. Okay. How many freshmen on that team were contributing a significant load?
21-22 is Grady Dick.
The national championship team the year before.
Oh, sorry. You're right.
One.
I mean, none.
KJ Adams.
Oh, you're the freshman? Okay.
Yeah. KJ Adams is it. Okay. Christian Brown, junior. Duan Harris, sophomore. Jalen Wilson was a redshirt sophomore, and so was Harris, so third-year players. Remy Martin was a senior. Oach, of course, was a senior. David McCormick was a senior. Mitch Lightfoot was a senior. If we go back the next year and look at it, now, I would also there are senior-laden teams that didn't do well either. I just think there's a better chance that Bill Self has a high level of success with older players than he does dealing with these freshmen. And that is not even a knock on Peterson. Peterson had some injuries, but it just, like, it complicates things when you're talking about that. And when you're thinking about the NBA draft, like, when we watch Michigan and we see Yaxel Lindeborg, like, the question is, we're not thinking about the NBA with him. We're thinking about college basketball with him, right? And so we're just going to do this again with a guy who, by a lot of accounts, already is maybe a little, you know, motivated differently, I guess. Rick asks, is it not about the money for everyone else? Yeah, of course it's about the money right now. I mean, that's playing out, but you're basically, you're dealing with somebody who's never done anything, who's also got the NBA draft and the top pick there again. So then it's, well, they're too worried about getting hurt. They're too whatever. This is load management. I mean, this kid, there's been stuff for 6 months. When I first started hearing about Tyron Stokes, people had these kinds of concerns. So I would rather, I mean, I'm ready to pivot. Like, the longer this goes, I'm like, you know what? If this kid wants to just keep leveraging these schools against each other, I mean, he hasn't played a second of basketball, not one second. And he's one of the only people we hear doing this,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, we don't hear about other players at the top of these lists going on a visit and then saying, hey, but they're going to pick, you know, keep going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. Like, if he doesn't have any interest in being at Kansas, then who cares? Darren Peterson wanted to be at Kansas. He loved being at Kansas. He talked about it. It was wide open. That's not what we're dealing with here. And it was hard enough with Peterson. I don't think it's going to go well if it's Stokes. I really don't.
So let's look. Stokes is the number one player in the country. He's uncommitted. Dylan Mingo. There is another five-star that hasn't committed. Dylan Mingo. And then after him.
A freshman?
Yeah. These are all high school prospects. I mean, then we get down to number 35 hasn't committed. Number 42, 49. Then you get into some down here that probably once the big guys stop recruiting so much. So, I don't know.
And the other thing for me is, when was the last time a freshman-led Bill Self team was even with Grady, who was one of the top players in the country coming in, his role was not what they were asking of Darren Peterson and will be asking of Tyron Stokes if he ultimately comes to Kansas. He was surrounded by other great players. I just don't think it's going to work. And I mean, if he comes to Kansas, I hope I'm wrong. I hope he's a rock star. I hope he loves it, and I hope he leads the way and is a superstar. It'd be awesome. I as we're looking at it right now, in the middle of this portal stuff and trying to figure out what Kansas's plan is, give me six Keanu Dawes and not Tyron Stokes, and I think there's a better chance that team's really good. Give me five or six players of that caliber out of the portal, of that, you know, pedigree out of the portal, that are coming in with proven college track records, put them all together, let Bill Self coach them up. I think that's Kansas's best path. I think getting a couple of them with, you know, maybe Cole Rosario and put them by a freshman who's very aware that he's the number one freshman. I don't know. That doesn't seem like a path to success. How quickly are we going to get to the first bad body language and Bill Self having to answer questions about it that everyone's like, uh-oh, like this isn't. I mean, is he going to be capable of listening to Bill Self tell him he's soft every day of the week?
It's true.
I don't know. That takes it. You know, it takes a personality. Usually it takes a few years. It takes being an upperclassman to be capable of understanding, oh, yeah, he's trying to make me better. He's not a jerk. He's trying to make me better. I don't know, man. I'm kind of over the Stokes thing.
We're deep.
I'm glad
in the
to see
here.
Dawes come in, because I want to see four or five more of those, and just like leave Dawes for Kentucky.
Leave Stokes for Kentucky.
Leave Stokes for Kentucky.
Yeah. I don't know. That's interesting. It just depends on what the rest of this roster is going to look like. I don't know. That's the part that I'm at now, is that I think in, you know, a perfect world and everything, if you knew this recruitment was going to go until mid-April or May, you probably would have, you know, maybe stepped away and let somebody else fight it out. But now I think you're so deep into this thing, like, you could walk away, but you've also, like, kind of made the bed here. They could have gone after other high school recruits back then. They could have gone over.
It's not too late. Terrence Hill's sitting there. Momcilovich is sitting there. Graves is sitting there. Like, there's a ton of good players still in the portal. If you know you've got the money, that's a quick and easy conversation. Hey, it's Bill Self. You know what? We found a little extra money. You want to come play here? Yeah, coach, that sounds great. Like, those are easy conversations. But the longer it goes, they get harder. Right now, it's still okay. There's a lot of good players still out there. But to be held hostage by a freshman that hadn't played a second? This is not the same as what Peterson was. Peterson, you hung your hopes on. They knew they were getting Peterson forever, and he was helping recruit other guys, right? Like, Peterson, right? Am I misremembering? Peterson was a big reason Badunga wanted to come back.
Nope.
So we're talking about two totally different situations, and by all accounts, two totally different players. Stokes, where would Stokes have ranked in last year's class?
Stokes, I mean, he'd probably be top 10, maybe not top 5.
So there's a big difference there, though. I mean, he could be a great player. But I mean, do you want to deal with it? Do you want to roll the dice on that?
There's a way to do this. The Well, they've got him ranked as a 99 overall out of 100. And I believe Darren Peterson was like a 100.
Well, Peterson was a transcendent talent. So was DeBonsa. He for sure wouldn't have been ahead of those two guys. I don't know where he would have
been. So based on that, he would have been, God, this class is so insane. He'd have been number like 9, probably.
Number 9. It didn't work with Peterson for reasons outside of anybody's control. He was hurt. But fans were not ready for that. They're not going to be ready for Stokes unless he is amazing. And he's a freshman.
And what if he is amazing? What if he's awesome?
What if he's awesome and a great teammate?
What if he's awesome and he's not? What if he's the worst body language you've ever seen, but he scores 25 points a game?
Well, how many games is Kansas winning? I don't care how many points a game he scores.
I mean, more than they did this year.
What if Kansas is the same? Like, what are you? I guess I'm not understanding. Like, I have no doubt that if he comes to Kansas, he's going to put up good stats.
Okay, what if he comes to Kansas and they fill a team around him and he's got the worst body language you've ever seen, and every time you watch it, you roll your eyes and moan and groan,
and they're fourth or fifth in the Big 12.
Let's say they're a 2 seed in March Madness.
Oh, then I'd be fine with it. Then I'd say it was the right call and it was a success and it's been a great decision for them to bring him in. That's my point.
My point is
if he comes in, I don't think they're going to be a 2 seed at this point, right? It's going to take more than Stokes.
That's the thing too.
Keanu Dawes and Cole Rosario for me to say, oh, this team's going to be great.
We could be completely wasting our time here if they don't fill a roster around Stokes,
yes.
Even if they get him or if they don't, like the rest of the 7 spots they have are more important right now.
And so I kind of look at it this way too. And this isn't, I know it sounds like, I don't know anything about Stokes. Nothing. Never talked to him, never met him. I'm not trying to make it negative thing about a player I have no idea about or never seen or talked. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is if he's holding them hostage financially and this really has become this back and forth, and you're asking me on April 16th if I'd rather have him or let's call it Terrence Hill and Allen Graves, I'm going to take Terrence Hill and Allen Graves. Right. I'm going to take the money it looks like it's going to take to get Stokes, and I'd rather have 2 top portal guys. That's what I'm telling you today.
I just don't know if those numbers are even like I have no idea. And I'm not even going to pretend like I do.
I mean, if his number is where, like, if Badunga was up at 5 or 6 and we're talking like Stokes is more than that, then I'm telling you, I would rather go get 2 or I'd rather if his number is 8 million.
That's ridiculous.
9 million. Go give me 3 million players and I'll take that all day long right now. That's what I'm saying.
I
think that gives KU a better chance to win. He's got to sign somewhere at some point. And if KU does spend that much, they're not going to have as much to go get other guys, I don't think. At least not based on the years we've seen in the past. They're not a $20 million roster like some of these schools are. They haven't done that. We'll come back. We can continue that conversation. Your thoughts on it. It's Sports Daily on a Thursday.
This is Sports Radio KFH.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from Puck examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Dang. From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, don't worry about me. I called ART.
Traffic. Major incidents, but there's construction on Kellogg in both directions between I-35 and County Road. From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, that's your Odyssey Wichita traffic.
Weather.
Sunshine, a south breeze at 5 to 15, and very warm today. 86 is only 3 degrees away from a record high. Increasing clouds, breezy and mild. Overnight low 65. Partly cloudy, windy, lower 80s on Friday. Thunderstorms are likely after 3 p.m. They could be severe. Sunny, breezy, and much cooler on Saturday, high in the low 60s. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Jim Rome here with your Rome Report. Good news, NBA tanking season is over. Bad news, the ref show continues. And somehow, some way, the refs missed LaMelo Ball grabbing a Bam Adebayo's ankle in the second quarter of Charlotte's overtime win over Miami last night. Heat head coach Eric Spoelstra was understandably livid, calling it, quote, stupid, and saying that Ball should have been ejected. Ball, for his part, apologized after the game, adding he got hit in the head and, quote, didn't even know where I was, just playing basketball, end of quote. One, lame explanation. Two, you weren't just playing basketball, because that's not a basketball play. That's a dirty play. But three, as dirty as it was, the refs couldn't eject him because they didn't call a foul. And if they didn't call a foul, then they must not have seen it. But how in the world do you miss that? I guess what I'm saying is, yo, Commissioner Powder, if you thought the start of the postseason was the end of your problems, you couldn't be more wrong. I'm Jim Rome.
One in four Americans have a disability. I'm one of them. I'm also a working mom who cares deeply about making sure every child with a disability thrives by getting their access needs met. We've got a trusted ally by our side. Easter Seals provides children and families the foundation for lifelong success through early learning programs, skills training, and prep for college and career. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours. Join us at EasterSeals.com. One in four Americans have a disability. I'm one of them. I'm also a working mom who cares deeply about making sure every child with a disability thrives by getting their access needs met. We've got a trusted ally by our side. Easter Seals provides children and families the foundation for lifelong success through early learning programs, skills training, and prep for college and career. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours. Join us at EasterSeals.com.
This is an Odyssey Sports Minute.
The Warriors ousted the Clippers in the 10-9 matchup in the Western Conference play-in. There's a real chance that's the last time we see Kawhi Leonard in a Clippers jersey, and he went out on a dud. He was a complete non-factor in the fourth quarter. Draymond Green completely locked him up, and maybe that's a metaphor for his tenure in Los Angeles. A whole lot of hype, a whole lot of money being paid, maybe kind of ditching the salary cap a little bit, but a whole lot of nothing to show for it. It's sad. I'm dead dead.
The commercials are over.
Yo, I haven't got all day.
869-1240.
Time to get busy.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
All right, welcome back in, everybody, to Sports Daily. Glad to be here with you. Jacob Albrock, TJ Cleland on a Thursday. Tim Fitzgerald coming up in a little bit. We'll talk about what K-State's been doing in the portal. Nothing as high profile as what we'll be talking about with KU, but we knew that was coming. We suspected, I should say, that was coming. So we'll have that with Fitz a little bit later on. Glad to be here with you. I'm going to talk about Longhofer Lawn and Tree Care, celebrating 60 years in Wichita, providing expert lawn care for a healthy lawn, tree and shrub care, bed weed control since 1966. Longhofer Lawn and Tree Care. Did you get your green thumb yet, TJ?
It's not looking good. It's not looking good.
Getting my sprinklers turned on today. I've got to plant a bunch of grass seed. I might go after the show and get a whole bunch of topsoil.
Yep.
Trying to decide, you know, how much topsoil do I need? And
I need it bad. Like I'm at the point where it's like I've just stared at it and it looks like a cow pasture right now in my backyard and drives me bonkers. But like I just don't. I just need a full day. Like I don't have the mental capacity to tackle that.
Talking like your whole backyard needs it.
Like, what do you mean? Needs what?
The topsoil, like the grass seed?
No. Oh, grass seed, yes. I mean, there's like dead spots all over my yard.
But like, not like, you're not talking about like all, at that point, I'm just like, you just get some sod. Like, it, you know, if you need a whole new backyard, just get some sod.
No, I could seed it. It'll come back, especially now that the weather's nicer too. It'll be on its way back. We just need to, let it grow.
I got this challenge though of tomorrow's my day to do this. But we're supposed to get these storms coming in. And I can't tell you how many times I've planted grass seed only to be washed away in a Kansas spring.
It's true.
And so I'm like, well, When is the right time?
I need some tops. I got some unlevel spots. I need to get that going. We're going to have a nice look at, yeah, I didn't get to do all this stuff last year because we didn't have the house yet. So
yeah, I'm looking at topsoil bags during the break right now, trying to decide, do I go just all topsoil? Do I go a little dirt underneath the topsoil? How much do you get? I never get enough, whether it's mulch or whatever it is. I always undersell it. But welcome to the party. You get a full season. We're always super motivated in the spring. And then it gets to be like July and hot. And you're like, to hell with this. It's so hot. I don't want to do anything right now. You got to go mow at like 5 a.m. because it's not so hot. Yeah. Welcome to the spring, everybody. Happy spring season to all the green thumbers out there. You get your mulch laid down? You have any mulch spots at the house?
I don't. No mulch. Also terrified to mulch anything with the dog that's curious right now. So we're
around in there. You're lucky, man. Mulch between the two stores and the house. I could never see a bag of mulch again in my life and I'd be a happy man. So much mulch and it's never enough. Did 80 bags. I went and did last weekend at one of the stores. Not even close to enough. And I'm just like, I'm dead. My back is shot. All right, let's dig in. Let's go NFL draft, TJ. We'll just keep kind of browsing on this, catching the buzz, checking the mocks as we get closer to next week. It's really strange to me how different people feel about so many of the players near the top of this draft. I think because like it's a less sexy draft because there's like no quarterback talk at all, right? It's Mendoza and maybe you can grasp for straws and say Ty Simpson's got a chance to pass him. Like this isn't that class. And usually when that happens in the draft, they're very forgettable drafts. It's not because there's not good players. It's just because we love NFL quarterbacks. So that's probably a part of it. But man, there's like no consensus anywhere. It's Mendoza 1. I think most people think Reese is going to go 2. And then it is all over the place after that. And I think like that should make this fun, right? Like the total unknown of the first night of the draft. The other thing it makes me wonder about and think about a lot is, could this be a year where we just get a boatload of trades up in that top area of the draft? Because so many teams or so many evaluators out there, at least that we see publicly, are so undecided on how to stack these guys up. Is this a year, if you're a team, to go take some swings one way or the other? Also with that, there's been a lot of talk going into it that it's not the most talented draft we've had. And does that present a buying opportunity as teams maybe are more inclined to trade down? If you are, can you be the aggressive at less of a cost than history tells you? Like if you're the Chiefs, and this is where I'm going with this. If you're the Chiefs, if the narrative right now, if the teams believe what a lot of the narrative is out there among analysts, that this is not quite as talented a class at the top as some others, and you're the Chiefs and you're already at 9, let's say you just love a player that you could get. Let's say it's David Bailey, for example. Let's say it's Bailey. And you've got an opportunity to move from 9 to wherever, 6, whatever, and get him. Is this year to do that? Is the cost less? Because teams are just like, yeah, whatever. I don't really want to pick here. That makes what the Chiefs are going to do next week. I have no idea what they're going to do.
No.
They could do anything but take quarterback or running back. Literally anything. Everything else is on the table. Every possibility, every trade, all of it. And you could, and whatever it is, if we're watching it and you like the play, you'd be like, oh, yeah, I get that. I can see it.
Yeah. David Bailey, by the way, I'm looking at Mel Kiper's latest mock. Where do you think he has
one
David?
Out yesterday?
You know where David Bailey's going?
I Burn looked at Kiper's, but only at 9. I didn't look at his whole.
How about David Bailey at number 2 to the Jets?
Oh, he doesn't have Reese there? Okay. Well, that's where this thing started, right? Bailey, for when you go right back to the end of the season, and Bailey was two all along, but now Reese feels like he's taken over that spot. Jeremiah Love will be interesting. He's kind of like a quarterback, right? He'd go to Tennessee, which makes the most sense. I'm not convinced Arizona wouldn't have interest. And then where are the Commanders? Seven. He ain't lasting past the Commanders at seven, is he?
No.
So he's maybe, we could think of him like a quarterback a little bit. Bailey at two. That's interesting.
And then Bain goes.
I like Bailey more. I'm biased because I watched him more.
I agree.
So either one of those guys for the Chiefs. Would you be willing? Let me ask you this. Would you be willing to trade 29 to move up and get either one of those guys if you're the Chiefs?
Bailey or
Reese?
Mm. Man, I don't know. Move up to what would you feel like you had to do?
Whatever it is, if they're in a position to do it and the cost was 29. Well, 9 and 29.
I don't know. I mean, I don't think so. I think that they're more in a depth need than a star need, right?
I think I'd be okay with it. I think if you're sitting there and Bailey is available wherever it is, doesn't really matter where it is, but you're like, you know what? Let's call this team. Let's call the Cardinals at three and say, hey, we'll give you 9 and 29. That's it, though. Just that's it. 9 and 29 only. And go get that guy.
I don't know.
I think I'd be okay with it because they got a lot of picks this year. How many did they get for McDuffie? Did they get just they added the one in the second this year? Is that right?
Yeah, then the third
and then another one next year.
Yeah.
So if they did that, they'd still have 2, 3, 4, 3 in the fifth and a sixth. I'd be okay with that. I'd be all right with that.
I don't know.
Picking the second round is a high pick. I mean, it's picked, true. Would that be 32 plus? They pick 40 overall?
Yeah, something like that. That's a good point. I don't know. I mean, my mind says that I would probably rather have, who do they have? Jordan, Tyson, and cornerback at 29 is what they have. And then they go outside linebacker.
Well, I mean, we can just use Mel Kiper's mock.
That's what I'm saying right now.
What I mean is, would you rather have David Bailey or Jordan Tyson and
Colton
who's
Hood.
The corner they have at 29?
Colton Hood.
I'll be honest, I've never heard of Colton Hood. Which would you rather have?
I mean, they need cornerback depth.
They do? Corner out of Tennessee.
I don't know.
And then they take an outside linebacker, Mason Thomas, out of Oklahoma in the second.
I will say, where does
Kiper have Jacob Rodriguez going?
I will say, if they did this idea that we're throwing around, I would feel a lot better afterwards looking at a haul headlined by David Bailey than a haul headlined by Jordan Tyson. But the haul will be better if it's Jordan Tyson. That's the thing.
Oh, the haul will be more, not better necessarily.
Yeah.
What if you could start? What if you could say? And I know they both play for Tech. So let's say it's Arvell Reese. What if you could start with Reese? You move up to get Reese and Jacob Rodriguez.
Doesn't answer any offensive questions.
It sure doesn't. They drafted Kenneth Walker for a reason.
Signed him.
Did I say drafted? They signed Kenneth Walker for a reason.
Maybe
could you go all in like that? Just go get some dogs, just some dudes that you feel like could be game changers defensively.
Just try to win games 7-0. Do the opposite of the
Well,
Royals.
It's not that you win them 7-0. It's that you win them through ball control, which you know, they won a Super Bowl doing that a couple years ago.
I agree. I don't know.
I'm kind of in the camp here of wherever you can find top line talent. The opportunity to do it in this draft will be interesting. It could be more expensive because there's less of it too. That's what I mean. When everything's on the table, everything's on the table.
I'll say this. Well, let's look at it this way. So Kiper's draft board right now has Chiefs getting Tyson at 9. Bane goes number 8. So Bane goes 8. Chiefs get Tyson at 9 after Tyson. So hypothetically, you're in this spot that the Chiefs are in. If Bane just got taken at 8 with all the other guys that got taken above him, top 7, you have the choice between Jordan Tyson, Mansoor Delane, Francis Magoya, Caden Proctor, Makai Lemon, Spencer Fanoe, Kenyon Sadiq. No, he went top 7, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah. He went number 5. Yeah. So, like, looking at that, like,
I'd take
the only one that I feel like I would like there is Tyson. So, what if it's a world, I guess, if Tyson got picked before that top 7, somebody good would fall to you. But, like, it feels like Tyson is a clear-cut end of the top 9 for me. Is that fair?
Well, yeah, I do too. So we got to remember, like, for us, we got to take Mendoza and we've got to take Love out of the equation, right? But we know those guys are getting picked before the Chiefs.
Yeah.
What if Jeremiah Love's sitting there, by the way? Have you thought about that possibility?
Trade it.
Or do you just take him? have you thought about that? Like, what if Love fell? And you're sitting there near the Chiefs and you're like, what? Like, do we just take him? Because he's awesome? That'd be weird. You can't...
Can you play any wide receiver, Jeremiah Love?
We're going to talk about this more in the second hour. I want to spend more time with this, with what you just brought up, because I think it's probably the right way to look at it. Do you love 7 players? Do you love the 7, or do you trade down? Because if you don't love the 7, you're taking a risk that somebody else has to move in to get it. We'll talk about it. We got headlines I missed and Tim Fitzgerald in the next hour as well. Stick around. We got more sports today. Coming right up.
It's 97.5 in 1240 KFH, Wichita. K248 CY Wichita. KNSS HD2 Clearwater. And Odyssey Sports Station.
Cleats on the seats.
From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, don't worry about me, I called ART.
Traffic.
It's a little sluggish on I-235 on the ramp to K-96 East. From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, that's your Odyssey Wichita traffic.
Weather.
Sunshine, a south breeze at 5 to 15, and very warm today. 86 is only 3 degrees away from a record high. Increasing clouds, breezy and mild. Overnight low 65. Partly cloudy, windy, lower 80s on Friday. Thunderstorms are likely after 3 p.m. They could be severe. Sunny, breezy, and much cooler on Saturday, high in the low 60s. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.